Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Over again, Alice 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Disney time. Da, 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 da. We've got your tickets for Disneyland, and we have them all week, starting right now, 7.05-ish, a little more than that, through 6.05 on It's Jane's show. And every hour, we'll have a new code word for you. This hour's code word is light, L-I-G-H-T. Take the word light and go to RadioAlice.com. That's right. You got to go to our website, get on the contest page, and enter the word light. You'll be in the running for a 4-pack of tickets for the Disneyland Resort, and you'll qualify for the grand prize vacation, including a 4-pack of 3-day, 1-park-per-day tickets and a 2-night hotel stay at the Disneyland Resort Hotel.
.com.
One of their amazing places to stay. Right.
There's no .com at the end of yours.
Yeah, I know.
All right.
Sorry. This hour's code word is light. Take that to RadioAlice.com. We'll have a new code word for you in an hour.
Darn it.
I didn't even realize I was doing it.
I wasn't ready.
So sorry. Survivor tonight.
Yeah. This is one of those weeks where I find myself going, why everything in 1 week? Like, all of it's happening right now.
Yep.
I got Billy Idol today, which is a joy, but it's still a thing we got. I got Nona coming tomorrow.
You won't get home until 6 o'clock tonight, probably.
I got Nona tomorrow.
Oh,
and then
the airport.
Halloween is Friday.
I know, so exciting. And Isla's birthday
is the
Saturday.
Next day, yes. I'm on a run.
Yeah, it's a busy week. So next week will be calm.
Yeah, no, you're right.
And we'll be into November. Only be a few weeks away from Thanksgiving. Oh, my God.
Yep.
So exciting.
Good stuff.
But anyway, Survivor's on tonight. And, you know, we try and watch it by Friday morning so we can chat about it if anything big happens. But we love Survivor. South Park is not going to drop their new episode tonight. They're going to drop it on Friday night. And it is Halloween themed. A strange entity will emerge from the White House's completely gone East Wing now. So I don't know how they are so topical, but they turn that thing around so fast. So if you've been paying attention to South Park this season, and it's out of control crazy. I don't know why they're not canceled by Trump. He's naked in 99% of the entire thing.
He talks like this. Surprise. Oh, come on, Satan.
South Park. Skipping the new episode tonight. Playing their Halloween swan song, maybe? I have no idea. On Friday. I keep being surprised they keep getting away with it. It's so good. I love it. We're about to go 250. You remember when we were kids, Vinny, and 1776 to, it was the bicentennial to 1976. There were commemorative coins. There was, you know, I think the Olympics were that year too.
1976 is a standout year in my memory.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about it. So go on.
There was just so much going on. Well, now it's 50 years later. 50 years have gone by since that. And so we're about to be, America is going to be 250 years old. Look around, soak it in. This is where we're at 250 years later.
We used to pass this, for a bunch of stuff we did down south when I was growing up, there was this spot where they painted a bicentennial mural,
I guess.
It was a huge thing. It was red, white, and blue. It was beautifully done, and it was there forever. Like, I remember that anytime we passed it to go to bike races or go to the mountains, you'd pass this one dam that had painted this huge mirror. It's, I like it.
If that was the bison, what is this one called? The 250th? It's like, is there like a quarter of a millennium kind of a thing? Bicentennial and a half?
Sesquicentennial.
Oh, that rolls off the tongue.
Mm-hmm. Semi-quincentennial. Okay. Semi-quincentennial.
It's like Sasquatch-centennial. All right.
It's like half Sesqua. 500, basically.
Semi-centennial.
Semi. A semi-centennial.
Semi-centennial. Yes, that.
Right.
The next big birthday for America in 2026 is called semi-centennial.
Oh, or we could say quarter millennium.
Oh.
That's much better.
A quarter of a millennium. America has been around.
It can also be referred to as America 250.
That seems easier, doesn't it?
250.
Well, for America 250, this is related. It won't seem like it at first, but when did Dr. Seuss pass away? This is just an opportunity for you to get a point. How long ago did Dr. Seuss die? What year was that? Theodore Seuss Geisel.
I don't know.
I feel like it wasn't that long ago.
What year did he die? Is that the question?
What year did Dr. Seuss die?
I'm going to say 2005.
05.
2008.
1991.
Oh, okay.
He's been dead since before you were born.
Way before.
Yeah.
Way before.
Were you a big Dr. Seuss fan?
I mean, I feel like they make you.
Yeah,
I wasn't a big fan. Like, I don't hate him, but God, I don't.
I loved Dr. Seuss. It's where I found out about being good to the environment. Hello, the Lorax.
Mm-hmm.
The Truffula trees.
A few years ago, though, there was some controversy about Dr. Seuss. I don't remember what it was, so I shouldn't have even brought it up, but they were like trying to cancel some of his books or something. Do you guys remember this?
No.
Nah, I don't remember that. But it's not surprising at all, right? I mean, they go back and they take a look at somebody's early days and, you know, what did he put on Twitter in the 1930s, you know?
Six Dr. Seuss books have been stopped from publication by Dr. Seuss Enterprises due to being hurtful and inaccurate in their portrayal of people. The books will no longer be published. Oh, the books that will no longer be published are And to Think That I Saw It on Mulberry Street, If I Ran the Zoo, McGillicott's Pool. I don't even know these.
Yeah,
Scrambled Eggs, Super, and The Cat Quizzer. There's a bunch of them. Mm-hmm.
Ah, never heard of them. So somebody in the estate said, fine, we fold. We're not going to do those ones
They
anymore.
Say that the company made the decision after consulting with a panel of educators and experts. One of the books contains racist stereotypes, such as characters depicted with yellow skin, eyes at a slant, and chopsticks.
Boy.
So they're of an era, for sure.
Well, and one likes to think that era is fading away. So good for them for canceling themselves.
Okay.
There is a new Dr. Seuss book on the way.
All right.
Just in time for America's 250th birthday. Will
this one also need editing?
No. Well, maybe. I don't know. It is technically not new. A complete manuscript was found in his archives in San Diego.
Oh.
Which, when they say it like that, and he's been dead for 35 years, you'd think, haven't you guys looked through all that stuff yet? Like, how much did this guy write? It's not just a complete manuscript. It even has a cover sketch and art direction. Some ideas for how it would be illustrated. It's called Sing the 50 United States. Yeah, I want a donut. Get in here.
Oh, my God.
Sorry. Guys, excuse me. Pardon the interruption, but it's time for a donut. Vinny is not going to take a donut. Oh, maybe he will.
I can't.
Looking at the donut.
I can't.
I will take
Bob's
one.
Donuts? Bob's Donuts, the good stuff.
Oh, that's the good stuff?
Thank you so much. Oh,
what'd you get?
I got a glaze. You want to split it?
No, I don't. Thank you. I just didn't know. Old fashions are not my kind.
I saw the old fashioned after I already fingered this one. I know. Hey, thank
Sarah,
you.
I can grab the old fashioned. I'll trade you.
I would love that. Let's do that.
Oh, boy.
Great. Fantastic. Oh, you know, you want the donut that you want.
I'm not an old fashioned guy. Like, you really like those,
I
huh?
I like cake donuts, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, to me, that's
a, yes, you're the best.
That's a hard pass.
Thanks, Joe.
Thank you.
Yeah. Somebody from Joe's show, that's the JoJo show yeah, down there's the
two boys
show.
Named Joe. That could be it.
That's so somebody from that show is going to come on and partner up with Bob on Friday when we do the Generation Gap.
Oh, great.
Yeah. We're getting Marcy, I think, from Live 105.
Well, I can tell you that, again, I was stumped so completely that I'm going to need help from someone.
I think that we'll either do like some commiserating or we'll let somebody else take the bullet for you.
ASL. Who knows that?
Not me. In fact, not some of the people down the hall. Who are around 30 years old either.
And then that toy. I don't know what that toy was. I was like.
I forget what the other. Oh, the hit clip.
I don't know that.
What was your third question?
Well, what's the point if you're not even going to remember the answers? That's the point. We're supposed to be learning from each other. So you got to remember at least what I tell you.
Well, I remember. Well,
you got to tell me
age,
again.
Sex, location. The three things your parents should be telling you never to reveal online. ASL.
I was too busy having my head kicked in. I didn't have time to remember anything.
The kids listen and bridge the gap, which is just, it's basically Gen X versus like the Zillennials. And that was a tough loss.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like this week we're going to come back strong.
Doubt it.
I hope so.
Oh my God.
I mean, good luck.
Get good questions. Talking. Like, really, get her. Would you get her?
Well, I thought I'd get her. She pulled Sony Walkman out of her.
Yeah, get her!
Yeah. Anyway, there's a new Dr. Seuss book on the way. And it's called Sing the 50 States. It's going to teach the kids the names of each state with the help of the Cat in the Hat. And they go on to say, oh, it's so great to find a new book from him. And because of the 250th, that's when they're going to release it.
The thing that I grew up and I absolutely vividly remember loving and using till it stopped working was Winnie the Pooh on a blustery day record. And I remember the guy's voice who narrated the show. And I've been looking for them in an audiobook form just to have them to play for my kids. They're not there.
Oh,
they're not around.
That's surprising. And I wonder if you could go on eBay and find those. I had those too. They were like colored vinyl. There were a whole bunch of different ones, but the Winnie the Pooh ones were great.
I played it till it just started sliding across to the paper.
Yeah. You rubbed the groove off.
Yeah, there's no more groove. Mm.
Plus, when you're a kid, you don't handle things as carefully. Like, imagine now you had them, it would be precious to you.
I would wake up early, even then. And so my mom would just say, you're staying in your room. And so I'd put that on.
Yeah. Don't come out of here until the rest of the house is awake.
Right.
Enough of that. Let me see if I do. I'm going to do this Halloween thing. I loved this. Nerdist came up with this. And they said, what is the greatest horror villain of every decade over the last 100 years? So, and they start in the 1920s. And they came up with Count Orlok from Nosferatu.
Oh, okay.
And that is, and honestly, I mean, none of us was alive in the 1920s,
despite
rumors. And it is one of those, and of late, there's a whole Nosferatu resurgence. There was a book that was written and then either a movie or a TV show, whatever. But that is such a, I feel like it's a really indelible image, like the original vampire movie. And his teeth were like, he didn't have the fangs on the sides. He had like these two nasty fangs like right in the middle.
I feel like a lot of that artwork lives on today, but not in movie form, just in pictures. I see it, musicians use that artwork all the time, but I haven't seen that movie. Have you?
I feel like I tried to watch it. I think it might have been a silent movie too.
No way. I haven't seen it. No idea.
By the time the 30s rolled around, we still weren't done with vampires, because Dracula, Count Dracula, Bela Lugosi, was the biggest. He was the villain of the 1930s. In the 1940s, Lon Chaney Jr. as the Wolfman, which You've heard, you know, you hear about the Wolfman, not Wolfman Jack.
A name just hit me, so I'm dying to know if you get to it.
Oh, in the 1950s, I've never heard of this. A movie called The Bad Seed had a villain named Rhoda Penmark. And they say it's one of the original Evil Kid movies, and that they're calling it a classic in this Nerdist story. In the 1960s, Norman Bates from Psycho.
Okay, that's sort of where I remember that being the next big deal.
Right. Mike Myers from Halloween is for the 1970s. The 80s, can you guess it? It's along those lines.
Freddy.
Freddy Krueger.
The name I thought of, which you're not going to get to if you haven't already, is Vincent Price was a... I don't know what he did. I know his voice.
Yeah.
And so I don't
know... He's associated with all things scary. He was in like the Pendulum Swing... The Pit in the Pendulum. He was like a... He would play a bad guy almost every time, right?
He was
like
a spooky celebrity in that even if he was on, let's say, what's a tic-tac-toe game? The
Hollywood Squares.
Like, he was still that guy with that voice.
He must have an iconic role that the only, you know what his iconic role is? The voiceover in Thriller.
Yeah. But that's who I thought of. He had that.
Right. I don't have Thriller queued up. Candyman is from the 90s.
I don't really remember caring
about Candyman. In the 2000s, the Jigsaw Killer from Saw. I did love that first Saw movie.
Those are good.
I think I went back for the second one, and aren't they at like number 13 now or something?
Yeah, they've got a lot. Yeah. He's died. Well, he's re-emerged. He's passed it on.
And that's what he's called, huh? The Jigsaw Killer?
Just Jigsaw. But that first one is so good. Oh my God.
I know.
It's so good.
The bear trap thing, I think about all the time. Even though just the very first one. Doesn't the guy have to like dig a key out of another guy or something? I can't remember.
Yeah. Yep. That sounds right.
Annabelle from the Conjuring universe is what they're talking about for the 2010s. And for the 2020s, the Terrifier movies, which I feel like are a little bit culty. But it's Art the Clown. And I've looked him up in the past and like people are talking about him and like his image.
Art the Clown.
I've never heard of this.
From the Terrifier movies.
He is creepy.
Okay. He's creepy.
Let me see him.
I've seen him before. I just never seen these movies.
Yeah, I've never seen the movies either. But they say, apparently, I think we're on maybe the third one already in the 2020s.
They're showing us.
Two?
I'm seeing five.
Oh, in 5 years.
Terrifier 2, Terrifier 3. What is? Oh, he's in some earlier movies as a bit part and later got his own
franchise.
Right.
Yeah, Art the Clown from the Terrifier movies is who they have. But honestly, I don't know who else we would pick from the...
Yeah,
2020s.
I feel like the It movie was really big.
Pennywise.
Yeah, that's true. But Pennywise, another clown.
He's not really from now, right? He's
right, not
been.
Like known from.
Yeah, but I really do like the remakes of It that they just did.
By the way, did you watch the series that they're doing?
Welcome to Derry.
Yeah.
Not yet.
It's getting decent reviews.
Oh.
But I also have not pressed go on that. I think it might have just come out.
Yeah, like a few days ago.
Right. So if you're into the whole world of Derry and the legend of It, every 27 years, bad things are going to happen to kids. That is, it's out there. You'll have to Google it. Anyway, there's that. I'm out of time. What's coming up, Vin?
Peanut allergy.
Oh, no.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in. The debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Live.
These guys are playing the Live 105 Christmas show.
Yeah.
Evanescence. Fun. That's neat.
Yeah, that's. I love that band. I would like, I would consider going to that show. Because we wouldn't have to work it. It'd be so fun.
Oh, I've been to their shows before. The Live 105.
I mean, just Evanescence.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm just saying their Christmas shows are good.
Oh, yeah.
As good as ours.
Yeah. Which one did you?
I saw Muse at one of those. I've seen a bunch of stuff. I've seen one of my favorite bands is My Chemical Romance.
Oh, yeah.
And I saw them. They're like, great. So yeah, Evanescence playing the Live 105
Christmas show.
Where
you saw who were the two guys they had that, you know?
Oh, 21 Pilots was beyond belief.
Was that one of the Christmas shows?
I think so.
That's fun.
And those guys, I didn't have any expectation going into it. And I do know it's only two guys. And they took that arena, put it in their little hand, and showed us what was what. Like everybody was in. It was great.
That's fun. Mm-hmm. 'Tis the season. Of course, Alice in Winterland tickets still on sale. Meet you there. Go get those. And make sure you're listening all day on the fives for your chance to win a 4-pack of tickets for the Disneyland Resort here on Alice.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. For decades, Fremont Bank Foundation's been improving lives across the Bay Area. From parks and education to physical and mental health, their support touches every corner of our community. Because together, we're better.
Yeah.
That kind of almost should be one of those signs they put up at your house or like sell you in a poster. So together we're better.
Yep.
Learn more at FremontBank.com. Okay, sunny and about 80 today. It's going to be another beautiful October day.
Sounds fantastic. Yesterday was perfect.
Agreed.
Like 80 sounds a little too warm.
Well, that's only in the, you know where that is.
Mm-hmm.
Like the triangle.
Yeah.
North Bay, East Bay, South Bay.
Yep.
Everywhere else is somewhere in between there and, I don't know, 70.
I like it.
Toronto won last night, so the World Series is now tied at 2. There's another game tonight. Game 5 is at 5.
Is that still in LA?
It is.
Oh.
I believe. They wouldn't do... They have to give them a travel day.
Yes.
And these have been...
Back to back.
Yeah. Going back to back. And by the way, it's like a red carpet event. Brad Pitt, all the
luminaries.
All the big
all
stars
the
are there.
People come to observe and be seen.
And the camera's happy to find them too. So you will get to see them if you watch the game.
Well, I'm sure they all have good seats.
Peanut allergies.
Yes.
are such a big thing now that you have to be careful what... Actually, it's not careful. You can't send things to school with your kid. A peanut butter and jelly is a problem.
Mm.
Like, banned.
As in, even though you're not going to get it anywhere near the other kid. The one
in
the
some
peanut.
Places, that is absolutely the case. You cannot have that around. It could make someone very sick.
Right.
A new study found giving peanut products to babies has prevented 60,000 kids from developing dangerous allergies over the past decade.
Oh.
They say doctors used to tell parents not to let kids have peanuts until age 3.
Oh.
I guess the idea was they don't want you to find out your kid has an allergy before, like at that age, like it's scary and it could cause a real big problem for you. So let's be on the safe side. The advice has now flipped since 2015, and they say it's making a huge difference. Peanut allergies are down 27% since then, and 40% since the recommendations expanded in 2017.
Really? So this is it like a peanut oil or something that they, like, and how young are we talking here? And do you stand by with an EpiPen? Like, what's the deal? Do they do this at a doctor's office?
I'm not a doctor, but I do believe... They were saying don't give your kids peanuts or peanut butter until after age 3 because they were afraid it would cause the allergy. The advice is flipped, which I think gets your body. Like, I remember I'm allergic to cats. I just am.
Yeah.
I'm born that way.
Mm-hmm.
But my girlfriend at the time had a cat.
Mm-hmm.
So when I was moving in, I took kids Claritin every day for like a couple months, and then I started weaning off it.
Uh-huh.
And I guess I got used to that cat. It wasn't that I wasn't allergic to other cats, but that cat, I got used to it. So I think the same theory is true here, which is you, exposing yourself helps you, not hurts you in this case.
Yes.
I don't have all the ages for you. This is done by doctors. They say doctors used to say don't do it, and now they are saying, do it. Expose your kid to peanuts earlier or peanut butter earlier and in hopes that you...
prevent them from developing that.
Yes.
Or you give them the tools that they need to defend against it. I'm wondering, though, I mean, it just seems so dangerous if they do have an... Like, is this supposed to be under doctor supervision? Or is this... I mean, honestly, if you have a baby... and this sounds like something you might want to try to help prevent, talk to your doctor.
To me, I feel like...
don't listen to us. We'll give you bad advice later.
If you're doing this... I mean, yes, it's doctor recommended. So you're doing this with the advice on the advice of your doctor. But what I'm saying is, in my mind, you might find out that they have a peanut allergy when they're at school, unbeknownst to you,
right,
which could be the scariest scenario. So maybe you do it when you're around at home on a weekend. And you know that if something goes wrong, you're right there.
Right.
But I don't know. I do believe, though, that by avoiding everything, I think that is part of the problem. That's my own theory, because I did, once I got around that cat enough, I was fine with it.
Right. Well, you might still get some itchy eyes or, you know, get that tickle in your nose. Even I still get that. I've had cats for years.
Yeah, but I was... at the point where I couldn't be around
that cat.
Your eyes
will swell up.
And then I developed some kind of immunity to that cat in particular. What is it? Dander?
Yeah.
Is that the term?
Something like that.
Anyway.
Right. They even have, like, in the dog world, there's ones that are like, if you're really allergic to dogs, you can have this kind of dog.
Yes.
Or, you know.
Hypoallergenic. They're breeding a million of them now. That's all those doodles.
Yeah. Are they poodles or one of the ones
they
that
breed all these other dogs now with poodles to get that hypoallergenic hairdo?
Oh.
So there's a lot of froed out dogs.
Right. It does feel like when I was a kid, I actually did eat a lot of dirt, and it feels like.
You mean like unwashed radishes or something? Or you just took the dirt?
You'd make mud pies, or you're a kid. You're like down low and you're kind of playing in the dirt. Like, I played in the dirt and played, you know, we just played outside and got scrapes and cuts that got, you know, dirt in them. Mm-hmm, it's, I feel like that's an immune system workout. And if you're you know, maybe if you were exposed to more stuff and weren't like perfectly clean in a right. hypoallergenic environment, like that you might, your body might go, oh, I know how to, yeah, I got this.
That's it. We're too careful.
Oh, maybe. Can I ask you, and maybe sure. it's not in this story.
It's not.
Okay.
Go on.
Maybe you have thoughts though. is peanut allergy a newish thing?
That's what they're saying. The recommendation had changed and they started saying, don't expose them to anything until after they're three. And now that they've changed that recommendation,
no,
they're
I'm
seeing
saying historically speaking, like were people dying of peanut allergies as soon as peanuts were available in the war, you know, shipped out of, I don't know, Georgia?
I don't know that, but I know that they realize.
Like, are there more now?
They've
I guess,
created I this problem with that recommendation, and they've seen a significant drop since they started saying, expose that kid to peanuts.
Right.
40% drop. Since
incredible.
They expanded the recommendation in 2017. So, to me, that's, it's
good enough to try. Talk to your doctor.
Every parent, man, you just want to send that kid to school with a peanut butter and jelly sometimes. Like, I just, real quick, can I just do this?
Yeah.
Do you remember kids having peanut allergies when you were in school?
Nope.
I don't. I've never heard it. I didn't hear about it until maybe the 90s.
That's so weird. Yeah, I think we only had one, and she was, everybody knew, but it wasn't like anaphylactic. She would get like nauseous.
But so you could bring peanut butter
oh, yeah.
and jelly?
Oh,
you
yeah.
could.
Yeah, you could do whatever you wanted.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't
Unless
remember there ever being.
Knew, like your class had a kid.
Oh.
And also, as we're talking about peanuts, Halloween.
Mm, a lot of peanutty stuff.
Oh my gosh, so much.
In fact, they say if you really have severe peanut allergies, you can't really eat any of that stuff because it's all made on equipment
right.
that processes peanuts.
So.
Got to be super careful.
I hope this puts sort of that to bed at some point.
Mm.
That just expose them to it, and most people will be fine after that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, and spend wisely, and parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You mentioned this earlier. We were earlier in the week, I mean, about UTIs.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to this.
Okay.
Nearly 1 in 5 UTIs is linked to contaminated meat.
Really?
which I'd never heard that. I don't know if you've heard that.
No, I've never heard that.
Nearly one in... good sliding that in there. That was good. Yeah. Nearly one in five urinary tract infections in a group of patients in Southern California were linked to E. coli from contaminated meat. This is from a four-year study. The researchers found 18% of more than 2,300 urinary tract infections, or UTIs as they're known in the study, was linked to E. coli strains found in meat samples from grocery stores in the same area.
So maybe you didn't get E. coli, you didn't get food poisoning, but you wound up with a urinary tract infection.
Yeah.
Huh. One in five.
The meats most commonly found to test positive for E. coli were turkey and chicken, followed by pork and beef.
Does cooking them thoroughly eliminate this?
I believe so. But food handling, unless you've taken a course, people don't know. I mean, you hear all the time.
This was left out. Someone ate it. It got very sick.
Well, yeah, I cut the chicken on that and your vegetables and everything else.
I did made the salad on it right after I cut up the chicken. What?
I think we maybe know a little better now, but we didn't always.
Well, we have certain cutting boards for certain things.
You do?
We do. Even though we dishwash them, you know, they go through the, which I, you know, I feel like the heat will kill anything in there, but I don't want onions cut on the thing I'm going to cut my fruit on later. I just don't. Like, onions taint everything.
Oh, so you're saying this specifically would be for onions.
I have an onion that we cut them on that.
Oh, my.
And we cut fruits and vegetables on this one, and this one is...
You really went pro in life. General, like the way you've just micromanaged every inch of your own home and that you
have... You think I'm behind that?
Yeah.
Okay.
I do.
Well, thank you. Thanks for giving me credit.
You're both involved, sure, but I'm just saying, I can't imagine having, like, is this one okay for onion? No?
Well, it's only because I get scolded if I use the wrong one.
Ah.
So, you know. And then we've got the one that was for bread. Don't cut on that other one. The serrated knife.
John, do you hear you?
Hi, John. You're the best.
How about a fast fact?
I love fast facts. You know that. Come on.
Game 3 of the Dodgers-Blue Jays World Series on Monday night featured a record 609 pitches across 18 innings and over 6 hours and 39 minutes. I didn't make it. I was out at like the 7th. They played not only that game, but a whole nother game of baseball before that, where they determined a winner.
All right. What a game. And honestly, I keep thinking about what you said about, I didn't even consider that for the East Coast, it was 3 o'clock in the morning. Yikes.
Of all the circulating U.S. currency in the world, about 80% is in $100 bills.
Oh.
And nearly 80% of $100 bills are overseas.
Oh, that's a weird one.
Mm-hmm. 800-400-3697. Bob's on the show reading your texts.
Some allergy texts. 707 says, I found out about 11 months that my son was allergic to eggs. They recommended that I slowly reintroduce them and eventually the allergy would go away. Seems like it has.
Oh.
So that's pretty cool. 415 says, for peanut allergies, you expose them to peanuts as soon as they're able to eat food. So that might mean pureed peanuts at the beginning and then anything that has peanut flavor, and you keep putting it in their system on a regular basis. It's not a once and done thing. And then a bridge the gap idea from 650, you should quiz Bob on some old jingles. And they throw out an Instagram that highlights a lot of old jingles.
Don't send any more ideas to the girl who's reading the text about it.
Yeah, we have an enemy within.
And that's from Sarita, a longtime listener from Union City.
Hey, Sarita. Thank you. That is a good idea. It's funny. I don't want to give you any clues for Friday for Bridge the Gap.
Can you do double mint?
Double your pleasure, double your fun, double mint gum. Something like that, right?
Yes.
Okay. Forget that. We're going to use that on Friday. Tickets to the Disneyland Resort. And we're about to solve a listener's problems with bad advice right after this.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
Have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.